Good morning. Our question today is, what's the psak of the Mishnah Brura when it comes to proper garb, in particular a hat for davening? So the source of the Mishnah Brura is the Chayi Adam. So we're going to start with the psak of the Chayi Adam. So the Chayi Adam says as follows: when it comes to davening, in particular Shmoneh Esrei, visatef bebigadav, you should get dressed properly in your clothing, kederech sholech lifnei sar, in the same way that you would go and meet with a government official. How would you go and visit the president? How would you meet with him, the governor, the mayor, whatever it may be, a dignified governmental official? We have to dress in at least the same way in order to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chayi Adam continues, accordingly, it would be improper to wear a robe, a bathrobe, for example, a house robe, undergarments, or to wear pajamas. All of those would be inappropriate clothing in which to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody would not go out in the street in that clothing. And indeed, we have the pasuk that tells us from Amos, Hikon likras alakecha Yisrael, we have to do proper chachanas, we have to do proper preparations for the clothing to ensure that we're wearing dignified clothing when we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chayi Adam indeed continues, and he says, accordingly, we have to put a hat on our heads, just like somebody would go out in the street wearing a hat. We can't go out with a simple yarmulke, a sleep yarmulke. We have to make sure that we have our distinguished and dignified clothing. That includes wearing a hat as people normally would go out into the street. And in fact, the Mishnah Brura brings this Chayi Adam, and he says as follows, Ubismanenu, nowadays, in the time of the Mishnah Brura, Tzarech lahasim be'es hatfila, you have to put on your head at the time of davening, kova berosho, a hat on your head, kederach sholech berachov, the same way as people go out in the street, and not with a under hat, in other words, not with a simple head covering, a yarmulke, for example, the covering that would be underneath the hat, because that is not the way that we would stand in front of dignified people. The Mishnah Brura does not use the language of the Chayi Adam. How would you stand in front of a sar, a governmental official? He says something similar, ki ein derech lamad chen, we would, that's not the way to stand without a hat, lifnei anashim chashuvim, in front of dignified, important, literally important people. So in fact, the Tshuvas van Hagos, Rav Sternbach says, if our standard is how would you go and stand in front of a governmental official, or how would you stand in front of anashim chashuvim, there are people that claim nowadays in Eretz Yisrael that when you go and you see a governmental official, you go and see a sar, you go without a kova and a khalifa, you go without your hat, you go without your outer jacket also. So they want to claim that you can daven the same way. And in fact, Rav Sternbach says there are many people nowadays that daven without a hat, without a jacket, and they think that's okay if the standard is how would you stand in front of a dignified person, a governmental official. Indeed, in Israel, you would go to a dignified person without a hat and a jacket. So Rav Sternbach says this is incorrect. We should not rely on this rationale, because indeed in Israel, he says, they have learned that we can lower the formality of our dress from the communists. The communists, he says, their view is everyone's a chaver, everyone's on the equal playing field, so we don't have to dress up better when we go and visit a tsar, when a governmental official, because truth be told, we're all intrinsically equal. So we don't have to wear the hat and jacket. And in fact, the hats and jackets and more formality went away. But Rav Sternbach says you cannot rely on that, because even the communists, when they go to a different location, when they go to another country to meet with a government official, they themselves are sure to put on more formal dress. They put on a hat, they put on a jacket. I don't know what year this tshuva of Rav Sternbach was written in, because we can see them in the 50s having worn hats. Everyone used to wear hats back then, but nowadays that we don't wear hats even to see governmental officials, but certainly an outer garment, a jacket. And he says, in addition, even the communists first, they go when they're in a different country. They do, when they meet government officials, they wear more formal garment. And he adds on, in fact, if you look throughout the world, the majority of countries, when people go, leaving aside the communists, the majority of countries, when they go see the king or see the governmental official, as high level governmental official, it's looked at as chutzpah to dress down, to dress in an informal way. They dress formally, certainly outer jacket, etc. So kol shekein, certainly when we go and we're davening in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, indeed we have to dress in formal garb, and we cannot learn from people who have dressed down. We have to make sure to dress properly when we are greeting Hikon Likras Alakacha Yisrael. And he says, kol shekein b'nei Torah, certainly the b'nei Torah, we learn in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that the way of Chachamim v'talmideichem, the way of Talmidei Chachamim and their students, B'nai Yeshivas, that they don't daven unless they have ituf, that they are covered properly on their heads and their bodies. So certainly B'nai Torah should not be lenient on that. So seems fairly strict and in favor, based on the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Sternbach and the Chayyadim, of wearing hats and jackets. And tomorrow we will go similarly in this vein, but we will also have to see either tomorrow or the next day, and you'll have to tune in for more, is there a side to be lenient? And indeed, is there a good claim, a good basis, indeed, to not wear a hat and also maybe not a jacket for davening? So stay tuned.